From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is backing Turkey's claim that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syrian border last week violated Turkish airspace. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman told reporters that the information available indicates the Russian aircraft violated Turkish airspace. The spokesperson added that Turkey warned the Russian pilot several times but got no response. Russia has responded to the downing of the jet by imposing economic sanctions against Turkey, including suspending contracts of Turks working in Russia. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to meet with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday on his final day at the Paris Climate Change Summit. They are expected to discuss the fight against Islamic State, as well as the controversy over the Russian plane shot down by the Turkish forces last week. On Monday, Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment at the UN Climate Summit. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon echoed Obama's sentiments that the world shares a sense of urgency about curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures.
The time for brinksmanship is over. Let us build a durable climate regime with a clear rule of the road that all countries can agree to follow.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. French President François Hollande has warned of obstacles for the summit in reaching a compulsory deal in Paris, including the legality of any accord, financing for poorer countries, and monitoring of country pledges to limit greenhouse gas emissions. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore is the winner of the country's presidential election with more than half the vote. Kabore becomes the West African nation's first president in decades, new president that is. In a speech after the results were announced, Kabore vowed to get to work immediately. His supporters celebrated the victory by waving flags and honking their horns. Kabore served in the administration of former strongman Blaise Compaoré, who was ousted in a 2014 coup. Indonesian investigators said Tuesday a faulty system on an AirAsia flight led pilots to take action that caused them to lose control of the jet that crashed into the Java Sea last December. In its final report, the National Transportation Safety Committee said the Airbus A320's flight control system had a cracked shoulder joint that set off alarms. In a prior report, the committee noted the plane ascended deeply, then stalled before hurling into the water. All 162 on board were killed. Representatives of the United Nations have made that the United States and South Korea, Japan, will meet in Washington this week to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue. A South Korean official says the envoys are expected to discuss the security situation in the Korean Peninsula and review ways to revive diplomatic efforts toward resolving a deadlock over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. The official said the envoys are also likely to reaffirm commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in response to North Korea's renewed efforts for a peace treaty. Leaders of South Asian neighbors Pakistan and Afghanistan met Monday on the sidelines of the Paris summit to discuss a stalled peace process in Afghanistan. The meeting is being held as an icebreaker after months of tensions between the two countries. Relations between the two countries took a downturn at the end of July when news broke that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had been dead for 2 years. A second round of Pakistan's brokered peace talks between Afghan's government and the Afghan Taliban unraveled. Since then, Afghanistan has insisted that it does not trust Pakistan as an honest broker. Beijing and other parts of China experienced some of the worst smog in years on Monday. The air quality in the Chinese capital considered hazardous. The World Health Organization marking World's AIDS Day on Tuesday by emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all of those living with HIV. It cited studies that show people who start the treatment shortly after acquiring the virus are less likely to transmit it to others while staying healthier themselves. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.